This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, another day of conversation, another day for all of us to live and breathe and enjoy our life here in America. 888-302-3684, just for the hay of it. If you want to weigh in from time to time, there's a good opportunity for you to share your thoughts with us and us in the DJV experience with our Jennifer today, because she's under the weather a bit. She was out hosting a party. Was it a party, or would we say, Kara, I don't know, I'd call it a party. It was an event based around her Los Angeles radio program for the debate last night. I don't know whether, I can't imagine anybody on either side celebrating every, let's have a party!
Well, that's the funniest thing to me after the debates is everybody on both sides is like, we won! Yeah! And I was like, well,
boo, you lost! So. Boo! The whole thing. So let's find out if Victoria spent any time at all last night, or did she watch the debate and then fall asleep? It was good for falling asleep. Or if you wanted to be annoyed, it was a good thing. I was listening to it in the car radio as I was driving from the airport out here to Woodland Hills, where I am this morning at the studios of CRN. The ride was annoying, not only because it was the usual 6 o'clock traffic in Los Angeles, because I'm with these two go at
that's a double whammy.
Oh my God, what a waste of time. So all right, it's your turn, Victoria. Everybody else has had their say. What's yours?
I did not watch it, but it doesn't. But I couldn't get away from it. Well, I mean, my phone was blowing up everything
really?
On Twitter. Oh my God, I had I don't even want to get into it honestly because
I don't either. No.
All I can say is every issue involving women, my phone was blowing up with my friends texting me, guy friends, girlfriends, just irate over Trump's comments and Roe v. Wade. And if you don't think that it's an important thing to vote over women's issues in this election, then I don't know what to say.
There's just so much deception and ignorance and whatever other words I can come up with. The worst possible candidates. Somebody I heard on one of the post debate conversations. I was sitting in a restaurant having a quick meal, and the post debate analysis paralysis was on. And there were a couple of people in this particular, I think it was CNN, but I'm not sure, who kept saying the first woman to run for president, Hillary Clinton, should have this. Hillary Clinton is not the first woman to run for president under any stretch of the imagination, but the question here, the $64,000 or $64, because we have a low budget here, what's the name of the first woman who ran for president? Anybody know? Raise your hands. I mean, you can easily Google it.
Ran for president? I don't know, but Geraldine
woman,
Ferraro had the first vice presidential nomination,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. Yes. That she,
From a major party. I think that's what they mean when they say Hillary's the first. It's a major party nomination.
Well, going back over the history of our country, you'll find examples. The first one that I found was a woman named Victoria Woodhull, who was born in 1838 in Ohio. She ran for the presidency when she was 34 years of age. She didn't have a chance because, first of all, she was a woman. She couldn't even vote for herself because women couldn't vote then.
Wow.
You know, that really is sobering when you think about it. You're talking about women's issues today. Women couldn't vote in this country until 1929. Think about that.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Less than 100 years and black people.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even all women.
Yeah, right. Black women couldn't vote in 1929. I don't think black women got the right to vote. I want to say 1954, but I don't remember that specifically. It's in my lifetime, though.
Right.
Can you imagine? Think about the ramifications of that. With all the progress that's been made here in this world from the Industrial Revolution that started in the 1880s through to the Technological Revolution that's going on today and all the things that have happened in between. It took that kind of focus and that kind of growth to put the focus on women and having them vote, or black people or whomever. It just is astonishing when you think about how advanced we think of. We have this puffery, we stick our chest out, wow, we're great, we're America. Yeah, we're great in so many different ways, but we also ought to be ashamed of ourselves. And the two candidates for president at the moment make me think we ought to be ashamed of ourselves right now, that this is the best we could do. It's shameful. It is shameful. And I don't know another word. And the fact that Trump says the stupid things that he says about any number of things, the non-answers to questions that you got from both of them, but at least Hillary Clinton's answers sounded moderately intelligent.
Well, at least she understands how government works. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Trump says stuff. It's like, wait a minute, did we not all go to school and learn something about how government works?
But it isn't just about government. He understands how business works, and he correlates, and that's where he sort of rings the bell with people who want to have the government run as a business. I believe firmly that if Donald Trump were the president and he could get any kind of support legislatively from the House and the Senate, that there would be major changes that made a lot of sense, that are the reason for this brewing revolution in our country. We have three or four factors and factions in the brewing revolution. And we're stumbling, the missteps here, because Hillary Clinton doesn't represent change. Donald Trump does. Bernie Sanders represented change. He couldn't quite make it happen. So the idea or the focus on change went to Trump, but he's not able to, in a cohesive way, explain what I think he could probably do if he were president. I think he'd have a good group around him and have success. And the other side of it is Hillary Clinton would be surrounded by the same people for the most part that her husband had, and he was the last, in my opinion, the last good president in terms of getting things done. George Bush didn't get squat done. Obama's made a mess of things. Clinton did things that moved the country forward. Last night, you listen to Trump yell about NAFTA, and NAFTA wasn't a great deal. NAFTA, SHAFTA, I remember. That's the term that we used to use on the radio when it was being considered in the 90s. But there were plenty of things that Bill Clinton did that were good, and maybe one of the reasons they were good is because they were Newt Gingrich's ideas to begin with, or Bill Weld's. He just took the Republican ideas and made them work. But didn't make any difference. I mean, why? See, that goes back to the whole idea of how foolish party, I don't want to say loyalty, but party fascism is. Because that's what it is. The Republicans are fascists. The Democrats are fascists when it comes to their own reason for being. They're not there to help the country. They're there to help themselves and their organization. Look at Donna Brazile. Look at the stuff that went on to try to keep Hillary in the catbird seat, this despicable stuff that these mostly women who were, take a shot at or not, but look at the profile of the people who went after Bernie Sanders who were close to Hillary, and they were all the same, starting with the Schultz, Wasserman Schultz, but there are others who are in that league who couldn't, if you really look between the lines, they couldn't stand Bernie Sanders. And there were even some anti-Semitic remarks that were made. And so, you know, there's no pure lily white stuff. Hillary can wear her white jump pantsuit and look like she's pure as the driven snow. She's as dirty as the day is long. And so what we've got here are two cretins running for president. So what we're going to get out of it is, if nothing more, if we can just have a placeholder for 4 years and keep the place from sinking, I think that, well, the other side of it is, here's my optimistic way of looking at it. We may be surprised, no matter who. It may be a surprise. Trump has beaten everybody. Maybe there's a surprise in the offing there. If the polls are off, and many of them are, and then if Hillary is elected, hopefully either of them will surprise us. That's what I'm carrying with me every day. Even as I look about town and see what people are saying and the negative stuff, I'm hoping against hope This is my philosophy. This is the way I live my life. That out of, it's kind of like out of the ashes rises the phoenix. Out of all of this dismay that's been created by the electoral process that we really have got to address and change, comes somebody who really will do what's necessary. That's the hope. That's the, and all of us, any of you, if you're really smart, that's the hope. That's the thought you're going to hold. Because
I sure hope
things.
So, because the last year has already been exhausting.
Awful.
And we haven't even picked the president yet. So it just feels like if something good doesn't come out of it, I mean, everyone is just going to be so tired.
Well, no. What's going to happen is there really will be seeds of change, because the people coming along that are your age, who don't really have respect for, and they ought not to, because there's a lot, most of the stuff around that certainly, as I said, I keep going back the last 16 years, doesn't deserve respect. The people who ran the country don't deserve respect. What they've done doesn't really have, in my mind, doesn't deserve respect or countenance. So you've got to think that unless we're in the twilight of our country, and I'm not, I don't see that, but you see a lot of people. It's the same kind of philosophy as all of this focus on big business. Hillary Clinton makes my hair stand on edge or end, makes my hair stand up or gives me, I get infuriated to the point, I was talking to the radio last night driving here, only because I couldn't get Meredith on the phone to talk or anybody else. So I'm looking at what time it is and hurry up, get to my hotel so I don't have to listen to this anymore. But I felt like I needed to listen to it. And as I listened to it, you know, they talk about fact check and all this other stuff that gets used and abused, because somebody needs to be a fact checker on the fact checkers, because there's a lot of baloney from them, too. But each time she rails about the taxes, this phony, artificial, we've got to tax corporate America to get them to pay for all this stuff. Pay for what? Pay to incentivize people not to work? To pay for people? There are plenty of people that do need help, yep. But there are also people, and you know it, we all know somebody who screwed the system cheating on unemployment or any kind of health problem that they may have had or exacerbated. And so when she says we got to tax all of these people and these companies, the simple sophomoric look, and she knows it, the way, but she's done nothing but be in government. She and her husband have been in government all of their lives, so that's what they know. They know what bureaucracy is. They know how to make this system work that way. But if you don't have people who are incentivized to stay here in terms of taxes, they're going to go elsewhere. Look at it. I mean, that's the, it's the simplest thing, and why people don't understand it, I don't know. But you will not have good jobs, and sooner or later, if it's, she keeps saying that if Donald Trump is elected, there'll be another $20 trillion on top of the $20 trillion created by Bush and Obama. At some point, 60% of every dollar in taxation is going to go to paying the debt. That's, you can't do that in your own personal life. I couldn't do it. I couldn't run this program that way and my business this way. You can't do it. So at some point, the promises and the nonsense, but people are so poorly educated as to how the system works, they listen to this stuff and say, yeah, I'm voting for her because I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that. You get nothing unless you deserve it. And a lot of people who are on the dole don't deserve it. So, anyway, food for thought, 20 past the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Visa uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, DJV and you with Nirvana in the background. So let's wrap up our conversation on the election, being it's 20 days, I think, we're in the home stretch. And so there are a number of people who are well known who are backing one candidate or another, speaking up about their viewpoints. A lot of people think that celebrities should keep quiet. I happen to know a couple of the of former celebrities. Most of the people who were around, let's say 20, 30 years ago, you never knew what Ed McMahon's politics were. I knew what they were because he and I were friends. At the end, I knew. I figured it out. Johnny Carson, you didn't know what his politics were. But you know who, with Colbert especially, and Kimmel, you know what they're. And I use them as folks, but there are plenty of other people who have become outspoken. So we're not surprised when somebody speaks up and the League of Anti-Trumpism and support for Hillary Clinton from those who are well-known celebrities, it then the people who are supporting Hillary Clinton, some of the things they said, I'm not even going to read what Victoria, the Madonna
yeah, that was bizarre and crude.
Right. Yeah. Well, but she is.
I know. Is. I don't
anyway,
have a lot of love for her anyway.
The former bassist for Nirvana, Chris Novoselic.
Novoselic.
Him too. evolved into a political activist. He says neither of the above is the way to go. Matter of fact, he, by the way, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's staunchly supporting Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, so much so that he's appeared on camera in certain news circumstances to voice his opinions, which include advocating for a new election process called ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting would figure to assist somebody like Johnson running outside of the two major parties. This is that. And by the way, there are a lot of people The younger you are and the more you know, the more this concept, which we haven't talked much about here at all, becomes a factor in how we decide that we want to run the country as we move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm firmly, and everyone all of in my circle of friends, this is the way to go.
Yes.
Ranked choice voting. I mean, we are firmly for this.
Yep.
National popular vote, ranked choice voting. It ends runoff elections. I mean, this is the way to go to me. And I, you know, I mean, I understand the people in power and place who
don't want it.
Of course not.
No.
I mean, but yeah. But it's you know, it's great to have somebody who's not out there just making crude comments like Madonna, but it's someone who's actually talking about a real issue.
Right, who understands the system.
Yeah, exactly.
And is he a Native American? Or he went through the system, I think, didn't he? He's been born. I don't think
he's
born.
From Washington.
Is he? He lives in Washington now. Is he born as an American citizen? Or did he
come? Yeah. No, he's
Anyway, so... for those of you who don't understand the concept, it's been used in mayoral elections in states like Maine. It has you rank the candidates in order of your personal preference. So you could say, I want Gary Johnson first, Hillary Clinton second, Donald Trump third, or Jill Stein fourth, however it is that you want to do it. But it's a very strong, solid step toward changing the system.
And then it gets narrowed down until the final most popular person has won.
Right. But you all have, you would have in this circumstance, four slots on your ballot, and you can rank them. Instead of just putting a circle there, you put a one, two, three, or four.
It just makes so much sense. I mean,
And get through the Electoral College, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's been politically active the last 20 years or so, writing a lot of books and columns. So it's interesting that he's backing Gary Johnson. 28 past the hour.
Handling crises. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Crises by nature can drum up some pretty strong emotional reactions, but they are best handled by level-headed responses. So the challenge that we all face is this. How do we stay cool when things get emotionally hot? Well, the 30-second answer is this. It's vital that when crises arise, we put our focus on accomplishing whatever we can actually accomplish and not wasting any time focusing on that which we cannot control. It is especially helpful also if we can recognize that our own panic will not help situations. So again, taking time to slow our own breathing down in order for us to be level-headed and solution-focused will help us handle crises in the most effective way. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6388.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
Love is in the air, 34 at the hour, although it's not always obvious. It's not always paramount, although it is my major force, and hopefully yours as well. Major force in our lives ought to be love and praise and appreciation, all that good stuff. Although it's hard sometimes, you look around and you see what's going on, and as much as we're all trying to perform here at our best, I think we do, frankly, and the results of the survey that many of you, hundreds of you, participated in that we have now concluded and we're working on putting the data together. But I appreciate all of you who took the time, and as I said, hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, it was really very flattering for no other reason. I haven't seen all the results of it yet, but just the fact that people would take the time, because it was something required, 10 minutes of your time? How long did it take you? Did you take the survey? You did, I think, before we went out with the survey. You never took it?
No.
All right. Carrie, did you take the survey?
I didn't think I was allowed to.
Yeah, well, I didn't think we were allowed to.
You were, but I mean, you could look at it and see sort of what the essence was. But anyway, the point is that we got a lot of great information about you and the things that you like and the things that we can improve upon, and that was the whole reason for doing it. The people who are
pleased with the folks who were on the program. That seemed to ring loud and clear. And what we're talking about, whether it be serious or silly, is something other. There are moments for being serious, and there are moments for being silly. A couple of serious moments now. The situation from New York, I'm going to defer to Victoria because she lives in New York. This 66-year-old woman who apparently had a history of psychiatric problems, Victoria, shot and killed a day ago in New York. The commissioner said that the police failed. Sergeant Hugh Berry, responding to a call about an emotionally disturbed person in the Bronx. The neighbor complained about this woman who was acting irrationally. And then the this policeman forced his way into the apartment to investigate. And from there, the woman apparently had a pair of scissors and
I think she had a bat. She had she charged at him with a bat.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then he shot her and killed her. And so, there's a basic, she was struck in the torso, and but this stuff is going on and on and on and on and on. And so I don't know what, I wonder if you, that's what really what I wanted you to address, if you could, Victoria. When the police commissioner says that they failed, that the police and the system failed, to what is he attributing that? Is it?
Well, he was saying that the failure came in the fact that the NYPD has policies and procedures for handling emotionally disturbed people.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of them, especially now more than ever.
Yeah.
You see the homeless problem in New York is.
Yeah.
I mean, older generation, my friend's parents who have lived in New York their whole life, they say that they have not seen a homeless problem this bad since the 80s, and it's terrible. I mean, I was walking the dogs in Central Park yesterday, and the homeless population just wandering around, mentally disturbed, living in the park it's heartbreaking. It's you feel like your own safety is threatened. I mean, it's just a terrible situation.
Very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. It really is. And I don't know what the answer is. The one thing that people talk about in New York, the New Yorkers did not like Giuliani. He had good moments during 9/11, but before that, New Yorkers really did not like Giuliani. It's a myth. And I was here, living here, when Giuliani was here, and I had just moved here, and it was a myth that the rest of the country thought that everyone loved Giuliani. They didn't. New Yorkers did not like him. But the one thing that we will all give him credit for is he magically made the homeless population disappear. It's even made jokes on Family Guy about how somehow they miraculously all disappeared. Now,
well, he was a Law and Order guy, and the police were used.
I don't know where they went
to push them into. Well, what they did was actually they physically moved them to Hoboken and other. They did put them in police cars and they'd bring him some other place. That's what there's a great joke in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. There were several different communities around there having trouble with homeless people, and they the police in these other communities, because Framingham seemed to have a larger homeless population, they'd put them in police cruisers and bring them to downtown Framingham, let them out, and they'd stay in Framingham. That's what they did. They get them out of their town, put them in police cruisers, and bring them someplace else. And that's what really happened in New York City. Giuliani is the face of Donald Trump in many ways these days. I'm not sure how good that is. I don't like Giuliani for one reason and one reason only. I have huge respect for Bill Bratton, who was the police commissioner when Giuliani became the mayor. Was
recently
probably smart
retired,
thing
yeah.
He just, well, he came back to New York. He went to Los Angeles. Basically, Giuliani fired him because he was getting too much press and too much credit for all of the positive police work and the public's reaction to the police, because Bratton knew how to run the police department.
Right.
He started as a policeman in Boston. He's from Boston originally, and he worked his way up to police commissioner in Boston. And then he went to New York, and then he went to L.A., and then
When he came to New York, who was mayor? Do you remember?
Giuliani brought him.
Oh, brought him in, and then
brought him in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was there, and he fired him because he got too much positive press, got too much credit for fixing what was going on in New York. So, And that's why I don't like Giuliani.
Did Bloomberg bring him back then?
No. Blasio brought him back.
Oh, I thought he was already in place when Blasio was elected.
I don't think so. I don't remember that he was. No, I don't think so. No. His wife is, I can see her now. She's very public. She's a television reporter. I can see. I've actually interviewed her, and I had dinner with her once. I can't remember her name, though. She was also from Boston. My God, does she love that man. I have seen few women who are that enthralled with the men in their lives. She absolutely melts when she talks about him. It was wonderful. I wish I could remember her name. Look, just do me a favor. Do a quick Google search on Bratton's wife, and then we'll put an end to this. Meanwhile, there is a very, just really troubling stuff coming from another direction. If the jury says Derrick Rose wasn't guilty, I suppose we've got to give some credit to the system. But the fact, you remember the Derrick Rose case, he was played for the Knicks. He was charged with raping somebody a couple of years ago and went to a trial a couple of weeks ago. And so for whatever the reason, the jury decided, look to me, I'm no expert, I don't remember all the nuances, but I remember at the time talking about it and thinking this guy was kind of guilty, pretty guilty, very guilty, he was guilty. Mm-hmm. So then after he's found not guilty yesterday, there are pictures all over the place on Twitter of him smiling with people that were in the jury. So you wonder if he was found not guilty because of the fans he had in the jury. He's a celebrity. And after it's all over, you get these pictures everywhere? Is that justice?
Crazy.
Is it? One wonders, I mean, do we trust the system or do we trust it? Here's another one. Listen to this. This sort of reminds me of the Stanford rape case and that Jerkelberger judge in the affluenza drunken driving case. So this is the judge, John McEwen is his name. This morning, about 20,000 people, as of this morning, have signed a change.org petition calling for his impeachment. He gave a 60-day sentence to a man who pled guilty to repeatedly raping his prepubescent daughter. He got 60 days.
And that's my biggest issue.
12-year-old girl, my God.
The people who commit these crimes are disgusting, but they don't owe, they're just citizens, they don't owe the other citizens of this country, you know, anything. They haven't signed anything to say that they're going to protect us and do a certain job. These judges are the ones who are supposed to use common sense and follow the laws and protect the other people in the country. And then they're handing out sentences like this that aren't doing anything for anyone else. And that's what I have the biggest issue with.
Isn't it time to start punishing these judges who let these monsters
yes,
walk?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
The prosecutors recommended a 25-year sentence for this guy.
How does that happen?
There are some prosecutors who say that people who do these sort of things should be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
And this guy gives them a 60-day sentence.
That's not even a slap on the wrist. It's like a pat on the back.
Yeah. And he probably won't even stay in for 60 days. I mean, Brock Turner, the Stanford rapist, you know, he got out in half the time. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so listen to this. This guy's been in jail 17 days already. The judge gives him credit for that on the 60-day sentence.
Oh, time served. Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you know what? But the overall message is, what kind of message is this sending to women and to young girls? This is what Minnie Driver, we talked about this yesterday, Minnie Driver talked about being assaulted when she was 16. And the police, and she was in Greece, granted, but that's not much better here. If you're on a college campus and you say, this person raped me, most times colleges don't even investigate, especially if it's a student athlete. I mean, forget about it. It's been almost impossible to even get the school to look into this stuff. What message are we sending to the next generation of women? Don't speak up, and if you do, your assailant or your assaulter is going to get 60 days, even when he admits that he repeatedly raped you when you were 12.
The judge
claimed
that the news coverage obscured the law, failing to mention an exception to the mandatory 25-year prison sentence. Instead of talking about what he did to psychologically screw up his daughter for the rest of her life, he's trying to defend his decision.
Yeah, well, this is why I get frustrated when you see in these public cases, like with Bill Cosby, where people, you know, they don't believe the women because they say, well, why did you wait so long to come out and say it? Well, this is
right.
why. This is
this
why
is
people
why.
Don't say things.
I'm so tired of people blaming the victim. The victim shaming that goes on in this country is disgusting.
So here's the mother and the grandmother of the guy who did the raping of his daughter asked the judge to be lenient, that he ought not to be sentenced to prison. The mother who walked in, and the mother is the one who discovered what he was doing,
ugh,
walks in on this guy, writes that she... People in there thinking the guy, the grandmother wrote in her letter, the man's behavior was horrible, but stated the man's children, especially his sons, will be devastated if their father no longer is a part of their life.
Oh, because they need that kind of a role model around. I can understand.
His
well, hopefully
son.
Granny is just senile, and she doesn't really understand what she's saying.
So now there's a petition to impeach him. There wasn't one person at the trial that spoke on behalf of his daughter. Not one.
Not even her mother? Her own mother?
Not even the mother.
Oh,
nope.
My God.
Nope.
This poor girl.
So,
well, and now is she stuck living with them because she's only 12? She's a minor?
I don't know. I don't get that from what I'm looking at here. I don't have. But what I'm looking at is the petition on change.org.
Yeah.
And
who has the authority to impeach a judge?
The state court system would have the. If it's a state judge.
Now, what if the judge is elected?
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any difference. The state court system can do the 2/3. Oh, no. It's the
there
court
is a difference,
system,
right?
But the House of Representatives in the state, so they have legislative process. They are the same as we do when we impeach a president. So if they're impeaching a judge, it would go actually through the court system, then go to the House of Representatives, and they would convict him by a 2/3 vote.
Because the reason I'm asking is, with the Brock Turner case, that judge in California, Jennifer was saying, oh, well, we're in California, where she is, that they're stuck with those judges because they're elected. Right. So you can only just vote them out of office,
as opposed to
if they're appointed, they could be taken off the bench right away.
The petition needs to reach 25,000 signatures, and then it gets delivered to the chief clerk of the Montana House of Representatives. And that's where the action starts. So we got a lot of people listening in Montana. You can follow this conversation. Give us your thoughts if you'd like. Twitter.com, DJV Show, and Facebook.com/ DJV Show. That needs certainly some comment and input. And people, I'm betting that we'll get some people that'll follow and say, well, we don't really understand. You don't know all the facts. Fact is, a 12-year-old girl was raped by her father. I don't need to know anything else.
Right.
It's, where are we here? 49 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store Staples.com.
Resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
All right, Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Killen and Kara Schillen. What'd I say?
Killen and Schillen.
Yeah, that's it. Right,
that's Kara, we should have our own hashtag, Killen and Schillen.
Right. That's fine. All right.
We should just have our own show.
Says it. Killen and Schillen. This works better. Okay. So let's keep moving. It sort of comes from the same. There's nothing worse, I'm going to get off on a tangent here again, than people who mispronounce names or disrespect somebody's name.
You call me Kara all the time.
I know you do. I know you do. But it isn't that. I'm not disrespecting. It's making sure I pronounce your last name correctly. Keelan, sometimes it comes out as Killen. Like people say my last name, they pronounce it Steven. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. So Apple has a big announcement. It's a secret, though, until next week, so I'll figure out what's going on. And then there is a very interesting item from Twitter that will help you with your health. So that info coming up here. His mom has always said to you, if you win or lose, but how you play the game. And that's just as true when you're going to the game. So during this football season, make sure you don't fumble at the tailgate. Here's Rick Roberts with some interesting technology news.
Football season is here, and that means plenty of tailgating. While picking up the burgers and dogs, don't forget about the latest tech to make your next tailgate a touchdown. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has more.
In a recent Auto Trader survey, we found out what tailgaters want most in their game day rides. They're looking for mobile hotspots to check scores, electrical outlets in the rear of the vehicle for easy access, and a sound system to keep the party going.
Moody says that most people prefer larger vehicles for game day, and the Honda Ridgeline with its pickup bed speakers make it a great option. Also, check out the 4G LTE Wi-Fi in Chevy and GMC pickups.
Other great pickups include the Ford F-150, which boasts a roomy bed and climate-controlled seats that can help you keep your cool on the way home from a tough loss. Lastly, there's the Ram 1500 with the Ram Box. This toolbox fits everything you need for the perfect pregame celebration.
For a complete list of tailgating tech must-haves, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from Autotrader.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties, helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
All right, a couple of quickies here in terms of technology. T-Mobile, the number three wireless carrier, is paying a $48 million fine for not clearly telling customers how unlimited data plans weren't really unlimited. There's more of this stuff going on. You get charged for things. All these big companies are doing it, and you're getting screwed. This is the most recent example of that kind of stuff.
Watch your bill. Look at your bill, people. Yep. This is part of the problem. I mean, I am paperless pretty much in my entire life, and it's... You know, if you don't look at the bill every month, this is when it happens. And then people realize, oh, I've been overcharged. Look at the Comcast suit for overcharging people for cable.
Yeah. All right. Apple making a big announcement next week. What's the anticipation?
Well, when they had their big announcement in the big, you know, conference when they unveiled the iPhone 7 in September, the one thing that was left off of that docket was the MacBook Pro. So people are wondering, okay, what's happening with the MacBook Pro? Now they sent out invitations yesterday to technology reporters. Next Thursday, it's anticipated that the MacBook Pro will get its own conference with a reimagined keyboard that could actually change the way we type. So it is kind of exciting. What they are thinking that the new keyboard will have a regular keys, just like it has now, except the top two rows will have touchscreen buttons, just like an iPhone. And those buttons will actually change depending on what activity you're doing. So if you're editing photos in Photoshop, those upper buttons will give you shortcuts to help you edit faster. If you're playing music in iTunes, those will be volume buttons, play, stop, rewind, skip. All those things will be filled in depending on what you're doing, which is very intuitive and super cool. The other thing they're anticipating is the Touch ID for built-in security, like the iPhone has.
All right.
Did you do your thumbprint and all your fingerprints? You didn't.
I did.
That's your security feature on your new iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
I have glue on my thumb at the moment, so I got to get that off.
No fingerprints.
So I can go rob the nearest bank. All right, coffee, the most tweeted food. That's the news from Twitter.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.